Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Hello, my name is Almeen, and I am so happy to spend this hour with you. We have got Ruchir Sade with us today, and I'm always glad when he's with us on the line because he comes up with questions that I wouldn't else have even thought to address. And these are good ways for us both to grow. Ruchir, welcome. I'm so glad you can do this for us, and as always, thank you for the trouble you take.
You're welcome. The first topic I wanted to look at is what you recently spoke of privately, that is about the five dictators. I think it was something within the being of the Infinite Mother, but you related it to the Treaty of Lisbon, which I think Ireland is going to vote on on June the 12th in Europe. So I thought it might be interesting to have you flesh this one out a bit on air.
It's a very good topic, yes. Well, as usual, things make a line through a dot. I had a revelation received by the Irish Oracle. Her name is the Oracle Vanessa, and she's received a communication by one of the Ashanta serpents, who's one of the very large serpents that's been speaking to her. His name is Leo, and he's actually getting ready to incarnate. But he spoke to her and gave her keywords of things that I had to look at. And I took them to Mother, and here's the result of that. Apparently, there has been a plan to implement a German dictatorship that started in the 20s. It was furthered in the 30s, it was furthered in the 40s, and in the 50s, the plan was finally sort of fleshed out as to a very massive, shall we say, power takeover by Germany. And this treaty is part of that. And so, you know, she sent the message, she mentioned the treaty, she said, set up, various things were set up. Just about the same time, I became aware that I was being set up for something in my life that's, you know, personal, and I haven't discussed it with anyone, actually. But I became aware that I was being set up to enter into a scenario that I really didn't want to go into because of the headaches involved. But I could see that there were aspects in my life that needed to be dealt with. And so the issue was, who is setting us up? In other words, who in life is designing learning opportunities in not so pleasant ways? Not a day after I received this, in fact, it's the same day that I received it from the Oracle in Ireland, I received the communications that I had to translate from the Libraries of the Crickets, which is in Estonia. And one of the Irish masters is actually from Estonia. So, interestingly enough, the libraries just opened the same day and said the following. It said, five dictators there are that must be removed. That global dictators be thwarted. We give this information to you. Five dictators within, create five dictators without. Heal them within, and conspirators disappear without. And you know, Ruchir, we've often spoken on the radio, either with you or by myself, about the Ho'oponopono, and I hope I'm saying it correct. I'm not too good at it, but you know, the method that we've described as autonomy, the method of the one heart, where you can heal everything out there by healing it within, because we're all connected through the heart. So this is the same principle. You heal it within, and basically there were five countries in a conspiracy where five dictators would arise across Europe and who knows where else. And they're saying, heal those dictators that set you up for these learning experiences. That's no longer needed. Then they gave a secret. And the secret said, a master from the rose. Now, fascinating. See, they always tell you when these, some of the masters are playing key parts. A master from the rose, just as the Order of the White Rose in Ireland, an oracle is she, will remind of the dictators that were designed for density. Five there are, by the mother designed, to help her find the way when forgetfulness filled her mind. Designed were they to run life's course until this day when mother's full glory comes forth. Then must they be banished, no longer needed are they. Into the book, which is of course the book of life, must mother their elimination say. And this was done yesterday. And perhaps, you know, unless you have something else pertinent about this to ask, I can tell them what these dictators were. And have you got questions about the first piece first, though?
Yeah, I have a few questions. First of all, just for the sake of clarity, when you say German dictatorship, do you mean like more like the Fourth Reich kind of thing, which isn't necessarily bound to Germany, but originally conceived there? Yeah.
You see, Ruchir, this is something, you know, that I don't often speak about, but now that is finally totally undone, because I will tell you that it was written yesterday in the Book of Life that those plans will utterly fail. I mean, it's been confounded, it's been confused, some of the documents have been removed. Mother did this yesterday. So this is going to be the first time that I actually speak about this in a public setting like this. But in 2005, you know, I've mentioned how time sped up and how we, in fact, got to the point where we were going to be in a situation where 2011 was the year that I had foretold for a long time would be the place of a Third World War. And 2011 was coming up around September of 2005 as we started the ascension and time started to speed up. And so I worked day and night those days. If I slept 4 hours a night, it was a lot because of the work that Mother gave me to do in terms of defusing things, transmuting contents of explosive devices, things like that. She sent me all over the world into the hidden places, into places one cannot even imagine, to undo things so that things would, in a timely manner, prevent this. It was within 15 minutes of a set of 60 planes taking off, armed to the teeth, to invade one country to another, that we finally actually finished. And what I had to do is, you know, I mean, I Mother had sent me to do things to the armament factories, to the contents of bombs, on and on, to find them all over the world. You cannot believe where I found things. And the conspiracies is not just confined to Germany. Massive Chinese, you know, Middle Eastern, cooperation in terms of the big collaborative effect that they wanted to produce, with all of them doing things at the same time. Huge, huge, huge conspiracies everywhere. And you know, example, if we just are focusing on this issue that you've just raised, you know, I don't really even like to say those words, but because they're obsolete. But the point is the Reich issue. Some things I found, amongst others, is a Swiss bank vault that I was sent into because there was an atomic bomb in there that I had to deal with. And Mother sent me, teleported me right into that vault. In the vault, I found two things only. This is a Swiss bank vault. Two things only. The bomb, and in addition to that, a book. And the book was handwritten. And its entries, I do read German, and its entries dealt very specifically with plan 1, 2, 3, and 4. If one fails, then two fails, then three, and so forth, to take over control, and certainly of Europe, but there was much more planned than Europe. Another place that I was sent to was off the Straits of Ireland. There's very deep, deep, deep sort of rift there off the coast of Ireland, very deep. Something was there that looked like it looked like a room that had been dropped into it, but it was a very, very thick steel, and it was in the bottom of the ocean, and there was a massive explosive device, and it was aimed right at New York, and it was not from any Middle Eastern source or anything other than this particular thing. They wanted to immobilize anyone that could interfere with the takeover. So understand that what I'm telling you is really allegorical fiction at this point. It's fiction. Because Mother has changed that possibility so altogether that for me, and she's changed the past that I lived in 2005. So what happened then isn't. And so please understand that we need to look at it as a fable, even though I lived every moment of it. Another thing that was uncovered was up the headwaters of the Amazon River. There was a bomb-making plant there, and it was German. The only other German thing, now I will tell you, the work that I did for Mother in 2005 pertaining to this kind of thing, there isn't a country that will emerge squeaky clean when if I were to tell all of it. There isn't. And, you know, there were two countries that worked with demons, over 1,000 demons, and I spoke about this in one of the last programs, you know, and it's just incredible. And the underground stuff that I was looking at, what was under the ground, and, you know, so anyway, that there isn't a country that emerges squeaky clean. It just so happens we are talking about a specific country, but there isn't one. And
it kind of, what does kind of surprise me though is that that Germany seems to have really distanced itself from its so-called past. And if you were in terms of sort of the usual conspiracy watch, if you were to look at Europe, it would seem to be very much centralized in London and Britain, basically dictatorship plan, so to speak.
Well, you know, Britain was basically, as the British say, in bed with America. There are plans there I can occupy the whole morning with. but this particular is just that we happen to be talking about this particular country. But the only other thing that I found, and other than things that were taking place in Germany itself that had to be dealt with, was an construction plans for Patagonia, because Patagonia, they felt that somehow that would be a very controlling area, but the Patagonian area was also set aside for them to create a huge weapons plant on. And the plans were drawn up and things were already in the motion when Mother undid it. So, you know, it's not new. This has been going on since the 1920s. What we can say is it's a thing of the past, and whoever is in government now, I mean, they don't even remember it. And that's what Mother has done. So, gosh, I can't believe it. Our first segment's already over. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. That went quickly.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almaine's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elvispada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
Welcome back. We are now in our second segment. And, well, we've certainly gotten off to a lively start this morning. Rogier, what do you think?
Yes, certainly. I have one more question that, namely that how are we to look now at this idea that it's been changed? So when we're speaking of these five dictators, are these beings that still exist at some kind of soul level, or are they... have they been changed, and were they just acting something out, or are they holograms, or what?
That's a very, very fascinating question, because, see, dictators or perpetrators or archvillains or anyone like that only arises to remind us that there is something that needs to change. The minute it is changed, the entire reality changes. Example. Let's say that there was a massive plan made by leaders for world takeover. Now, the plan could be entirely changed for a massive plan to create better habitat for man, you see, or to preserve the environment. The feeling of it could be the same in terms of let's do this together, solidarity and strength, you know, but it could have a beneficial purpose. The beings could themselves, there's several options. The beings that were the supposed dictators could themselves change, or they, you know, to be benign, they could just have played a role, or they could be entirely eliminated and other people come to the fore. And by eliminated, we mean that they were not worthy of life, and they are totally dissolved into that second death that's spoken about in the book of Revelation, in the New Testament. They could be totally dissolved. So, you know, and just walk around as sort of a three-dimensional touchable image that goes through the motions and eventually not be there at all. Or we could have a very dramatic shift. And if a dramatic shift happens, the entire players... there would be different players. Names would be changed. Paperwork would be changed. People that were in governmental positions would now be entirely different. Everyone's memory is changed. That also happens. That is going to at some point happen on a very large scale. Personally, I've only seen it on a smaller scale on Earth. In the cosmos, that happens all the time. You know, where life, when Mother writes in the book, the entire cosmos changes. Physicality is the one that would lag. And, you know, the reasons for that, I'm not entirely sure, because there's so multiple, but that is the case, yes.
And so, these five dictators without, what did it reflect within the infinite being?
Oh, yeah, the five dictators within. What it was is things within us that were setting us up. And it was setting us up into learning experiences. Now, Rogier, please, if you'll make a little note, Because what we need to address is, without the dictators, how do we get our learning experiences? But let me, if you can make a note of that one, then I will start with the five dictators. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read them. I wish I could, I could show our listeners the beautiful glyphs that accompany these. But we are creating, and perhaps even up by the time this airs, a brand new website that has the same name as our one book. And it's called Aruba Sirina. And it's a website that will be able to show you our interdimensional photographs, the recorded music of the spheres, unenhanced. It will show you the beautiful glyphs that are coming out of the libraries, fossils of some of the little fairy beings that are, well, one particular fossil that will be on there of a fairy being that is one of the returning fairy tribes that are coming back, known as the Kachinas, the return of the Kachinas, and we discussed this on some of our other shows. But, you know, that website is to show you the wonderful, marvelous things that we just speak about on the radio. So watch, you know, stay on our email list so we can let you know. Watch our website, and Aruba Sirina is spelled A-R-U-B-A-S-Fred, I-R-I-N-A, and it's the same name as our book. Now, it says, for the first elimination of the first dictator, it says, eliminate the function of the pineal that bodily ailments form. It does this to guide the way, of pitfalls to warn. In the language, if you're interested, is Pirish Klaha Urestra Usnavit Upalashtra Kli Heresta Ubla Avik. And what it is saying is that, you know how we have discussed in detail that the language of pain is manifested in the body, and in fact we discuss in Life of Miracles exactly how to translate it. What happens when there's a virus, you know, supposedly, and what happens, I say supposedly, because the real part of a virus has been removed. So it's the illusion that remains of it. But what happens when there's an injury to your thumb, to your pinky, etc.? And we give the fingers and toes very clearly in the book Secrets of the Hidden Realm, so you can understand, because they match the Mayan 20 tribes. So, it's saying that this is no longer necessary for us to learn this way, because we no longer need discomfort to prod us into knowing that things in our life needs to change. So the second one is the heart. The heart has hidden what it felt was wise, the light of masters, to keep them in disguise. No longer is there need for the heart to hide the light. Karnish iklet vribas uharavis, vri estet pira unat pra una, sabil evre este kluava unit. And we look at somebody, and their light could be like a glowworm compared to the light of someone else who could be walking right among you. It could be your dental assistant that might be in the God Kingdom. Huge, huge, huge difference. But it has suited the purpose to hide the beings of great light, because they became such targets during the ages of illusion. And it was the heart that did it. And that needed to be lifted. The pituitary overactivity did create an emphasis on doing this to give momentum it did make. This was needed from the ascension cycles to break free. But now, no longer, for activity's dominance is their need. Itra nanu hishpilak uvra staravek, hinexta va uvesbi ereskilet nasva. And my brothers and sisters, every single one of these libraries has got its own languages, its own glyphs, and its own secrets. You know, it has its own magical spells, which is not for this book, but that we're busy writing, but future books. But every one of those libraries contributes something. So I just want to say that when I'm reading these languages, it's because all of the libraries have sacred languages, and each one of them is designed to do something with that language that is part of its secret. That's why I'm reading it to you. For example, this one speaks about eliminating the setup we've been in. I don't know if any of you have watched the movie. Ruhir, what's that movie called again? The Truman Show.
The Truman Show.
The Truman Show has a setup. It has a huge set in which this whole town takes place, everybody's actors. This is a bit how our setup has been. Well, because this is breaking that matrix of that we're set up into bad positions to learn or uncomfortable positions to learn, the language itself will have that function to eliminate the matrix, to get us to a higher place of being. So that's why I'm reading it to you. And as I said, you know, we'll put some of these glyphs on. In fact, I'll just write down a whole page of them from the library and we'll put it on the website. The amygdala has an emergency response within. When hostile past patterns are seen, protectiveness begins. Protectiveness has no place when perpetrators are gone, when an age of light has dawned and hearts beat as one. Palek bra brit uhash tra uva. Selhetva abrit bra vi unes parut klava. So it is saying that let's say that you burn your finger in a candle flame, and then the amygdala writes this down, that when your hand is moving towards a candle flame, it just reacts. It even bypasses, if I'm not mistaken, some portions of the brain that normally would, you know, deduce whether there's danger or not. It is just a reaction. So there's a bypass system created in case of emergency, but emergency is defined by past patterns. And you can see that if we respond to life, or shall I say react to life, based on past patterns, our expectations are perpetuated, and this has been a way in which the past has been perpetuated. So, you know, it's saying that there's no longer need for this emergency response of the amygdala, but mostly its dictator is past patterns, and that's carried forward into the future. So, my brothers and sisters, let's just talk, because we've got about a minute before our next break. Ruhir, we wrote down what now?
Well, there's just one more thing, because of that amygdala, I mean, and past patterns. How do you reconcile that with the fact that, for example, it is handy to know that we should stop at red traffic lights and things like that?
Okay.
Or maybe that's the one for after the break, but...
Well, it's just that that's not actually an emergency response.
No, that's cognition,
that this is for the sake of order, so everybody... I think it was you that told me yesterday that Nigeria went over from the left side of the road to the right side of the road, except that the military went over one day early, wasn't that right?
Yeah, compared with and the rest of the country a day later.
And so total car accidents, yes, total car accidents everywhere as the military started driving on the right side of the road one day early. See, some of this, like traffic lights, isn't an emergency response. It's actually learned behavior that contributes to order. Makes order in the interaction in relationships. In this case, the relationships of cars. So, my brothers and sisters, why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, I will tell you, if we no longer have these dictators in our life, how we, in fact, do have guidance that gives us our highest truths moment by moment. How do we grow and learn?
The The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, beginning and staying with A Life of Miracles, or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine, by contacting Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com.
So, if those things that set us up, and incidentally they use specific, there are 10 of them, teaching devices, according to the libraries that are in Newfoundland in Canada. So the dictators had their tools. They had 10 specific ways in which these set up situations in our life were going to happen. We can certainly look at that if Rogier wants to go there with his questioning. But what I wanted to say, how then do we get the information? Where is it that our knowledge must come from if it's not from those set up learning experiences in our life? Because, you know, it sounds like, and it is, a great deal of freedom is given to us by getting us off of the script so that it becomes an active participating script for the play of life, not a pre-written script. To understand where we're getting now our information from as a learning technique, and incidentally, what's happening here is mirroring what I've repeated again and again and again on the show. And my brothers and sisters, look for perfection, not in appearances, but behind the appearances. Behind the appearances, what is so beautiful is the perfection that reveals. Sometimes I just know something is. Mother tells me this is the way it is. I don't understand why. But if I just hold it firmly in my faith, because it comes from an untainted source, eventually it is revealed. You can see I have said multiple times that growth came through adversity. Growth now comes through support. Mother has worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. Layer by layer has been removed. This is a very large layer that is finally removed. So this is why it came through adversity. These dictators within that we've had, it constantly produced dictators without, and their teaching tools that they used weren't that pleasant. It was through adversity. So to understand it, I want to read you something, and again, the glyphs are entirely different and exquisite. But from the libraries, which are part of the 129 sacred libraries that have opened around the world, and the Isis book that, as I call it, Opening the Doors of Heaven, is in fact a translation of one set of plates out of one of these libraries. There are 129, each of them with thousands of plates and scrolls we could be translating day and night. So, Mother, remember, sleep no more. Remember all that you knew before. Why does she learn when she is the one who knows? And there was an inscription written, Right as you go in the library, there's an inscription that says, Varak Ustetvi Karnak Velesvi. Within the heart of the one, all knowledge resides. And it was in bliss. So one of the secrets from the libraries of Newfoundland, Canada, says, we remind the mother. See, these libraries, my brothers and sisters, they were designed to remind mother of things. And what? It's not that mother can't remember by herself. You know, Rogier and I were discussing this issue of using tools to get information. It's not that it cannot be done by yourself. It's just that in some instances, it facilitates and it helps. Mother puts information in the libraries. It's not that she doesn't know it herself, but what she knows is immediate and exponential. If she knew one of these things, she would know all of them. So what she does is she uses this as a timing device. So the libraries reveal them one by one by one, because Almin can only translate so fast and write it so fast. And so it's actually a timing mechanism for mother to make sure that the tree doesn't just shoot up and doesn't have a root system. So the secret that I translate, just a few lines of it, says, we remind the mother that which forgotten has been. Now fully awakened, the mother this must see. Her children must learn. But the mother knows all things. 10 teachers she created, teachings for her to bring. No longer are they needed. Mother has all knowledge within. Eliminating these teachers, more comfort to mother will bring. My brothers and sisters, when you look at the teachers, and Rogier, is it okay if we go to those 10 teaching devices? Because it sort of fits in with what we are, don't you think?
Yes.
Okay, well, when we go there, you will understand that mother sometimes deliberately created instances where she saw things upside down. So, or back to front, if you will. But what that did is that she saw things backwards. So she thought she had to learn. And these teaching devices are not only in each of us. It's in mother. Now, when she placed it there. So when she removed, which was yesterday, these 10 teaching devices from herself, it is also removed from every one of her children. So how they then get their information is that they go directly to the mother. How do they do that? My brothers and sisters, I cannot tell you. I have emails and faxes pouring in from people all over the world who have had direct experiences with the mother. Many of them are now so connected with mother that they can actually, on a day-by-day basis, even in their office, sit there, click in, click out, and they find themselves in mother's palace. Now, what I would like to do, and my hope is, Rogier is the producer of our video shows and our video clips on YouTube and iTunes, and he will be producing the Aruba Ferina website. But something I haven't spoken to him about, and it either will go there or it can go somewhere else. But I was hoping, I'm on my way to South Africa here pretty soon, and I'm hoping on the airplane to produce a written copy gathering the information of all the different oracles and my own knowledge of it, of the holy city of the mother and the father here on earth. And that holy city, spoken of as the New Jerusalem in the book of Revelation, you will add your own experiences there. It's just to trigger things in people, that they can see some of the drawings that are in the main, one of the main rooms where mother and father usually receive the masters. There are 96 murals around this round room. The drawings of them we're producing for you. And the ceiling has a very specific design. See, if you see those designs, you might remember that you're going there at night. But my brothers and sisters, not only can you access it directly and remember it, especially as you learn to live frugally and conserve your energy, you will be able to get direct knowledge from mother in the silence of your mind, during the times when you are in absolute silence. If it takes for the moment meditation, then that's what you do. Eventually, it's a way of life. So let's start in with the 10 teaching devices. So the building blocks of life. Now, that is awareness particles, light and love particles, perception particles, life force particles, etc., etc. The little subatomic particles, all those particles of life. They come in a different format than they used to, but nevertheless, that is what is in them. So the building blocks of life were designed on, they were responsible, they were one of the teaching devices that designed uncomfortable learning experiences for mother during past cycles of existence. So, you know, that they did not design learning through support because these teaching devices are part of what was. And so what they instead did is they designed it through adversity. Now, we have spoken to you on previous shows about these building blocks of life, my brothers and sisters, and we said that these tiny little quantum physics particles, these building blocks that lie in different octaves, they are preceded by, and they also contain, and are created from, fields. And fields of existence consist of multiple qualities, but there are things in them like power, energy, awareness, and so on. We said that the fields was a bit like the vegetable broth that you start your soup with, and that the building blocks of life are like the vegetables that you cut up and throw in there. Eventually, you know, as they cook, they get softened because they contain some of the broth. But the broth is also made from vegetables. It precedes the vegetables. So the fields of existence are one of these teaching devices, just so you know what I'm talking about if you're new to the show. But the fields of existence consisting of power, energy, and so on, engineer teaching experiences, and this also has been a major cause of discomfort, not only for the mother, but for us. So that was eliminated yesterday. Then the third one is actually something that I have spoken very little about. Rogier, do we have a YouTube clip on essence?
No.
Didn't we speak about essence?
Yeah, we did, but since that kind of changed and we didn't have to follow up yet, I wasn't sure about putting that one on yet.
Okay, well,
you know what I mean, don't you? About,
yes, I do, but at some point it's going to go on, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we'll produce the follow-up, and we have then a larger discussion for you, and will it go on YouTube or iTunes?
I'm not sure, but certainly okay. YouTube. But.
We'll check both, and the essence of the infinite is what we discuss. And the essence of the infinite permeates all life, and it precedes the fields and the building blocks of life. It's the chef that makes the soup, and behind it, there is the mother that makes the recipe. Mother actually made the essence, the infinite being, makes the essence, and it permeates all of life. And so that also was instructed to make sure that mother and all her children learn the lessons during the descension cycles, and again, through opposition, all of these. The fourth teaching device is mother's creations. They mirrored many lessons to her, including what she is not. This mechanism created a situation that surrounded mother with traitors because mother sought the best learning opportunities that she could. And during the cycles of dissension, the misunderstood areas of life, as she thought, was mirrored more closely around mother than anywhere else. Many people reading the history of the cycles in the second part of The Gift of the Unicorns have asked me how mother could have ended up in a situation of so much forgetfulness surrounded by so many traitors. This is how. And so, you know, this mechanism was removed as of yesterday. We no longer need to be surrounded, my brothers and sisters, by beings that are perception givers through not being light. That's a thing of the past. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back for the remaining six.
Almien continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almien is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the interrelationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almien, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
So the other thing that was for Mother, a teaching mechanism, was the Father. And the Father was also designed for Mother to learn, which meant that he often had to mirror what Mother was not, causing unrest in their union. And where we would find a mirror image of that in our own environment, my brothers and sisters, is the fact that the masculine components of life often dissects life, has dissected life, and made it of the mind, made it separate from the heart, causing duality. So this issue of over-gravitating at times into the electrical was part of what Father did for Mother so that she could learn. And, you know, of course, that's not what he is in his beautiful, pristine being. It just was something that he did to assist her. And that meant that, you know, it caused Mother not to have a relationship with Father at all times that was a comfort and a joy. But sometimes an interesting issue is a learning experience, mirroring. And you know, my brothers and sisters, this is a very interesting thing. Because we wear in America, certainly England, some of the countries, wear the wedding ring on the left hand, on the ring finger. That ring finger is, the symbol of that ring finger is mirroring, learning through mirrors. That has been the way marriage has been, because mother and father's union was like that. It's a good time for that ring to start to be worn on the other ring finger of the right hand. That means a place of comfort and support. And so, you know, that would definitely, in our own life, manifest the same. So the seventh teaching device that was done away with is thoughts. Mother placed thoughts in her mind, as though she were in identity consciousness, so that she could learn from what they manifested. And Mother wanted to very carefully understand thought and what it can produce. And so she actually assumed thoughts. Thoughts have no place in high mastery, my brothers and sisters. It has no place. Effortless knowing. Attitudes. That means thought that's not separated from its emotion. That has a place. So the eighth tool that Mother has eliminated is blockages in communication, including misunderstanding. creating, that created learning opportunities in interpersonal relationships, these misunderstandings, these miscommunications. Ruchir, mother speaking. Hold on just one moment, please.
Yes.
Okay, mother is saying the following. Ishvyakya ma ushtu yivech. Nin usasha sava. Ekipi yachka yene. Ishvasta hishnava usu. Ekita anashva uhru. Mishpastava urnavivish. Let it be written in the book of life that on this day to end all strife, the communication methods that are horizontal and vertical in nature, what is called the dreamer and the stalker in ages before. This day, let it be written in the book of life that they become one. That all perception is done from both the vertical analytical and highly organized mind perspective as well as the horizontal dreamer expanded perspective. Pishpata henesh isva ukle mishpaka unachvavi shte unachvas bauva pelesh histava enek veistava. Let it be written this day in this holy book that determines the reality of existence, that no longer shall people be qualified or classified into dreamers and stalkers. There shall be one perception only, and the communication shall be empathic and telepathic, exponential and immediate. Phew. Well, my rose and citrus, if you want to know what's no longer applicable, you can certainly read it in Journey to the Heart of God, where I spend some considerable time explaining about stalkers and dreamers, and I just made that part of my book obsolete. But Mother has always said that, it's very good for us to understand how things were, how the threads of the weaving are, so when we see the picture, we understand it better as a whole. Okay, number 9. Perceived limitation has been a large part of teaching. Mother's perceived limitation of her power, for instance, has taught her what power is. See, the perceived limitation, we have on previous and other shows spoken about this, that Mother did not understand her perfection until within this experiment of life she saw imperfection. We did not have a value for life until within this cosmic experience we saw death. We did not understand our own light until we discovered places where light was not. It's the perceived limitation that has taught us that, but it is no longer needed. Now, number 10 is a fascinating one. It is upside down perception. And that has been a way of understanding what is by observing what is not, which takes what I just said a little further. Because it actually created backward vision. And how Mother did that is so interesting, Ruchir. She actually removed her inner map of space. She had an inner map of space. We were asked to design an inner map of space for Mother. I believe that it was 2 Septembers ago. And, it was just a most incredible assignment. How do you go about designing an inner map of space? But somehow we did it. And when this was done, there was a new map of space, but it wasn't an appropriate map of space, because it was made from frequency. Mother cannot contain within her that which she produces. Love as a frequency, for instance, We say mother's made from love. No, she isn't. She produces love. She's made from something that precedes love. We can give it a name and call it divine compassion, but it is not the same type of something. Frequency is a very specific thing. It's not that. That is part of the fields. It's not part of the essence, nor is it really part of what made the essence, which is mother. So the point of the matter is we made a map, and she adopted the map. She was still in somewhat forgetfulness, but it had to be cleansed. It was causing mother density and then very uncomfortable experiences. Very recently she uncovered that, wait a minute, there's something in me that's so dense, and it was the map of inner space we designed for her. The map of inner space made from whatever she is made of in terms of her inner being was eliminated, creating a map of no inner space. That is called dyslexia. And that is how she brought about this final means of seeing things backwards as a learning technique. So my brothers and sisters, I am at the end of the show with Rogier today, and we're so glad that you could join us. Rogier, thank you for leading us through this fascinating discussion. I hope it was interesting to our readers and our listeners, and thank you for being with us. It always makes the show much more interesting when you're with us. Appreciate it.
After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Almin experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book has been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master, and in addition, continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Almin's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the Heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the Heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Key series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almin at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almin. Please join us again next week.